are really excited that you're here to the Jazzy Family Service.
We're the family jazz.
Good evening. Hey, happy Christmas Eve to you all. We are so glad you're here. Let's stand together. People are finding their seats. Let's stand, and we're going to pray. Let's pray together. All glory to you, great God, for the gift of your Son, light in darkness and hope of the world. With singing angels, let us praise your name and tell the earth of his story, that all may believe, that all may rejoice, and bow down, acknowledging your love through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to sing together, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Let's sing.
So feel free to move around tonight. You can dance if you want. You can listen. All the words can be found in your order of service in the bulletin here. So we want you to enjoy God's presence and the joy of the Lord tonight. We'll have a short introduction, and we'll step right in and sing Hark the Herald Angels. Hark the herald.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Christ by highest heaven,
Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of the Godhead see, veiled incarnate deity, pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Hail the heaven born.
Hail the of peace, hail the Son of righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. But he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to stand on earth, born to give them second birth.
And now is the time for the call to worship, and we'll make it the loudest we've ever had on this building, all right? So just follow as printed in your bulletin. Tonight we are excited.
Oh come, let us adore him.
Tonight we are expectant.
Oh come, let us adore him.
Tonight we are joyful.
Oh come, let us adore him.
And to us a child is born.
Oh come, let us adore him.
And to us a son is given.
Oh come, let us adore him.
And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Oh come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Please remain standing for our next song.
We're going to sing the Calypso Carol. So this is a true calypso. To see him lying on a bed of straw, if you don't know it, it's an easy tune to catch on to.
See him lying on a bed. swiftly from your stupor rise to see the Savior of the world. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord of love again. Just as born was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Song you sang, sing the glory of God's gracious plan. Sing that Bethlehem baby can be the Savior of us all. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord of love again. Just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. My forgiveness by your death for me, child of sorrow for my joy. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord of love again. Just as poor as was the stable then,
let's have an instrumental.
The Prince of Glory when he came.
Well done. Well done. You just can't stop Mike once he gets going. So I think that now we have, oh, Greg, hello.
Happy
Merry Christmas.
So we just demonstrated what we want the rest of you to do. Let's pass the peace. Let's wish each other a happy Christmas. Yeah.
Hey, the children. Children, come forward. We're going to do some Christmas message with Miss Jacqueline. She needs you. Children, come on forward. Find a seat.
Boys and girls.
Sit on the stage. Crowd
would you
around.
Like to come to the front with me. Come on.
The rest of you may be
Everybody.
Seated. We invite the children forward.
Yes. Come on, boys and girls. Come on to the front. Okay. Do you have any more boys and girls? Yes, we have. Okay, Christian and Louis, come on up.
Come on down.
Come on. Come on, Kira, Josh, who else? Okay, now, boys and girls, I'm going to read a story, okay, from the Bible.
And should we sit down?
Should we sit down? No, we're going to sing together soon.
We're going to, oh, that's true. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
No need, there's no need to sit down. Now, before we sing the song, I'm going to read something from the Bible. What do we do when we're listening to the Bible? Do we listen? Or do we chat? We listen. Okay, so give me just 2 minutes, okay? Now, the story comes from the Luke 2, verse 1 to 7. Where does it come from? Luke 2, verse 1 to 7. Where do we find the book of Luke in the Bible? Old Testament or New Testament? Parents, shh. Old Testament, raise your hand. New Testament, raise your hand. Wonderful. Okay, parents, is that correct? Oh,
yes.
Do I need to ask the parents too? Luke, where do we find that in the Bible? It's a New Testament. Thank you. All right, so now here. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. What does a census mean, guys? Counting of all the people, that's right. And this was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And what is the governor of Syria called again? Quirinius, it's a very difficult name. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of? Which line of family does Jesus came from? Oh, David. Good job, boyfriend. Well done. And he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a baby, that's right, a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a girl or a boy? A boy or girl? Come on, help me out. A boy, that's right. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a? Thank you, because there was no? That's right, there was no place in the inn. Good job. See, they know the story. All right, now we're going to sing the song, Angels We Have Heard on High.
We are. We need a really loud Gloria. Okay, and I think we should all stand to sing this
all right,
song.
Parents, you got to help us out.
And I got the words wrong for the worship team, so we need to use this order. Yes,
okay,
so take it away.
Who loves to sing? Singing parents. Okay, you may sit down for now. Okay, and children too, and worship team. That was wonderful. Okay, the second reading comes from the book of the same, Luke. Luke 2, chapter 2, verse 8 to 14. Children, are we listening? Okay. And there were shepherds living out in the
fields.
Very good, nearby. Keeping watch over their sheep or flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do we know what the angel said to them?
Do not be afraid.
Thank you. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the
Messiah.
The Lord. Very good, you guys. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, can we all say together for this part? Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. Awesome. Okay, next song.
We have another song. We're going to sing a song from the musical.
That's right. And if we all can just do it together, there was an action, right, guys? It's going to be Rejoice with us, and we're going to say, we're going to shout out. What do we do when we sing that song? So parents, if you can sing along with us, when we sing this part, we're gonna shout out. You guys have to put your hands together in front of your mouth. All right, and what's next? We're gonna reach out to the skies. What do we do, guys? Can we show our parents? We're gonna reach out to the skies. And then what's the next one? So do you want your parents to jump? All right, I'm sorry.
Can we do
tonight
that part?
You're gonna have to jump.
No, they have to stand up for this song.
Exactly.
It's way too high energy. Please stand.
Exactly. Yes. Parents, you need to stand up. Thank you. Children, let's show the parents, okay, how we do this. Okay, we're ready. Children, you know the song, right? Sing along.
Let's all sing together.
With us this Christmas, the Son of God has come. We found the Savior Jesus, given for everyone. Rejoice with us this Christmas, the Son of God has come. We found the Savior Jesus, given for everyone. We're gonna shout out to the head.
Seated.
Yes, now you were great today. You may go back to your seat and continue with your activity pack, right? Thank you, children.
Now that everyone's in such a festive mood, we're going to take an offering. And it's a very special offering. For those of you who were here at church yesterday, we got to meet Val. Val and Wendy were two missionaries who 53 years ago started a special place for special needs children, many of whom have now grown into adults and actually senior adults. There are about 60 at the facility. It is a place of love. It is a place for where they can get medical attention. And we are going to devote the entire offering to HOLF, the Home of Loving Faithfulness. So I encourage you, as the ushers come forward, to be very generous. All that is collected tonight will go to this mission.
Giselle, we're going to sing something. What are we going to sing? Going to sing one more time.
Christmas lights.
Want to make sure. Should I give her my mic?
Yeah. Here. Here we go. What are we going to sing?
These Christmas lights.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be born in me.
Thank you, Giselle.
On this holy and joyful night, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Jesus, you are the light of the world. We ask that you would open our eyes and help us to see your glory all around us. Jesus, you were born of Mary. Be with mothers and all families across the world this Christmas, for those who are not with their families and those who long for a family. Jesus, you were visited by shepherds. Be with all who have to work on Christmas, all whose work is a burden, and those who are looking for work. Jesus, you were born in a stable. Be with the poor and homeless this Christmas. Bless our homes, that they may be places of safety and refuge. Jesus, you are the wonderful counselor. Be with those who grieve, those for whom Christmas is a lonely time, and those in need of healing. Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. Be with those in every place who long for an end to violence. May our words and actions bring your peace into every situation we enter. Jesus, you are the Savior of the world. Open our hearts to your presence, that we may be transformed by the new birth of this holy night. All this and whatever else you see that we need, we ask in the name of your Son, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please stand as we sing together, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
A reading from Luke, chapter 2, verses 15 to 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which they were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord.
Love incarnate, love divine, star and angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended knee, a savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. Suffer, born to save, born to raise us from the grave. Christ the everlasting Lord, he shall reign forevermore. No.
Merry Christmas, congregation. My name is David Fishwick, and I'm here to tell you about the story of the Carol of Silent Night. On Christmas Eve of 1818, a young priest of St. Nicholas Parish Church in Oberndorf near Salzburg faced disaster. The organ had been incapacitated by mice. The chance of fixing the instrument before the evening was nil. Father Joseph Moore was not a man to just give up, however. He pulled out a poem he had written several years before called Still Nacht. From that hilltop, Moore looked down on the peaceful snow-covered village, reveling in the majestic silence of the wintry night. Moore gazed down at the glowing Christmas card-like scene. His thoughts about the Christmas play he'd just seen made him remember a poem he had written a couple of years before. That poem was about the night when angels announced the birth of the long-awaited Messiah to shepherds on a hillside. Moore took his poem to schoolmaster and organist of a nearby town, Franz Xaver Gruber. He asked that Gruber write a melody to accompany the poem on guitar because he couldn't bear to think of a Christmas Eve service without music. In several hours, Gruber had the music done and a carol was played for the first time that night at the Christmas Eve service. However, some people considered the story to be a legend. The song was not translated into English for another 50 years. Anglican Bishop John Freeman Young published English translation that is most frequently sung today in 1859. The writing of the song is unique enough, but one other interesting factoid makes this carol special. In 1914, during the Christmas truce, the song was sung in French, English, and German simultaneously. It was apparently the one song that all the soldiers on both sides knew. Stanley Weintraub, the author of Silent Night, the story of the World War I Christmas truce, states that it has to begin with something, and it did begin with the elements of shared culture. If it hadn't been for the shared culture, there certainly would have been no Christmas truce. Weintraub said it started German officer Walter Kirchhoff, a tenor with the Berlin Opera. He came forward and sang Silent Night in German, then in English. In the clear, cold night of Christmas Eve, his voice carried very far. The shooting had stopped, and in that silence, he sang. And the British knew the song and sang back. Gradually, the troops crawled forward into no man's land, said Weintraub. The song had a deep impact on many of the soldiers. Soldiers wrote home the day after their families, to their wives and to their parents, saying, "You won't believe this. It was like a waking dream." They recognized on both ends of the rifle they were the same. Later on, Bing Crosby crooned it in a 1945 movie, The Bells of St. Mary's. It went on becoming essential a feature of the American Christmas rituals as a Yuletide log and a nutcracker. The Time magazine found that Silent Night is by far the most recorded carol in America since 1978, outstripping runner-up, Joy to the World, almost 2-1. Of the top 10 highest-selling Christmas albums of all time, no less than 7 feature the song. Since its humble origins in Austrian village almost 200 years ago, the song has come a long way, featured on countless recordings and helping to bring together nations entrenched in one of the bloodiest wars in modern history. Thanks for listening to my talk. And have a great new year.
David, thank you for some great research. It's the 200th anniversary of the first singing of Silent Night. Did you guys have a Silent Night last night? I didn't. I was walking out of my flat, and my neighbor was walking out at the same time, and he looked really bedraggled. They just brought their baby home last night. And he said, "We didn't sleep at all." And he knows I'm a pastor. He says, "Pray for me." And then he says, "We have been praying for this baby for 5 years. And I said, "What did you name the baby?" And he said, "Angelica." Angels. Now, Pastor Michelle gave me a Christmas card, and on the cover is an angel. And I suggest that after the service, if you haven't done so, go to Lee Tung Avenue and look at the wonderful angels on display. And they even have angel wings where you can stand between the wings and be an angel. And it's interesting how we talk about angels all the time at Christmas, but the rest of the year, we don't think much about angels. Philip Yancey was at Union Church about 3 years ago, and Philip Yancey, in a column he published this week, talked about angels. And he said that only 5% of the universe is matter. Planets, stars, other things. 26% of the universe is dark matter. And scientists can't see it, but they can sense it's out there. And he says it's like angels are dark matter. There's the angels there, but we can't see them. How many of you think you have a guardian angel? How many of you have several guardian angels? Okay. But it's interesting. The Bible talks a lot about angels in the Old Testament, but not too much in the New Testament. And most of the mentions of angels around the New Testament are around the life of Jesus. We heard the reading from Luke. It was a silent night, and then everything broke loose. First one angel, and then a chorus of angels. Before that, angels had appeared to Mary and to Elizabeth, and three times to Joseph. Poor Joseph, he really needed the encouragement of angels. Angels were with Jesus at very dark times in his life, when he was tempted in the wilderness, when he was praying in Gethsemane. Angels were there when Jesus rose from the dead. And angels were there when Jesus ascended into heaven. And it's not a spectacular thing. The angels said, "Why are you all staring up in the sky with your mouths open? Didn't he tell you this is what he was going to do?" So angels, and the word means messenger, were there that night with an incredible message. A message of glory to God and peace to those who love him. Glory to God and peace to humanity. Most of us would have a more silent night if there was more peace in our life, wouldn't we? We'd like to have peace with God, but to be honest, we'd like to have peace with others and peace with ourselves, maybe even more. But that's what Jesus came to bring. And so the angels instructed the next group of people, the shepherds, and said, go to a particular place and you're going to see a father, a mother, and a baby. And so they went. And as the angels worshiped, the shepherds witnessed. They saw the baby just as they'd been told, and they went out and they told everybody. But you know what's ironic about shepherds? Shepherds couldn't testify in court at this time. In the Old Testament, you know, David was a shepherd, Moses was a shepherd. The shepherd was a really high esteem position in the Old Testament. But by the time Jesus was born, the Pharisees were in charge, and they were very legalistic. And they said, unless you can observe the ceremonial laws, you are not pure and righteous and holy. And obviously, the shepherds could not keep the ceremonial laws while they were keeping their sheep. And so they were outcasts. Their word didn't count. But it was interesting, the very first people that Jesus was announced to were lowly shepherds. But their hearts were humble enough to accept that good news. So if the angels worship and the shepherds witness, my favorite character in the story today is Mary, the mother. And I just love that phrase. She treasured and pondered these things. Howard Thurman was a wonderful African-American clergyman. And he said, there must be in every person's life a time for the singing of the angels. In other words, in all the hustle and bustle of our lives, we need to take time to ponder, to treasure. And I hope that we can have a silent night, or at least a few silent moments, to think, what does this really mean? To have God break into history, where the invisible became the visible. Charles Spurgeon is one of my favorite preachers, and he tells a story of back in the 19th century. There was a very poor woman, and the church that she attended took up a special collection unbeknownst to her to present to her. And the pastor went to her very modest, humble house and knocked on the door, but nobody was home. So she knocked and she knocked and he knocked, and finally he just left. Well, the woman was in church next Sunday, and he said, hey, I came to visit you. And she said, what time was that? And he said, about 12 o'clock, noon. And the woman said, I was there, but I thought you were there that you were a person coming to collect rent. And so I hid. I was under the bed. I didn't know it was you. And the pastor said, I didn't come to collect a debt. I came to pay your bills. And that's exactly what Jesus came to do. You guys look really, really good tonight, especially those of you in red. I mean, we really got all nice and looking for tonight's service. But inside each of us is a bruised and broken heart. And all of us have fallen short of God's glory. And none of us can really pay that bill. And some of us are hiding under the bed, and we're hiding under the bed not from the bill collector, but from God, who in Christ wants to come into our lives. What a gift he has for you. And if you've committed your life to Christ, fantastic. Ponder what you can do next. But for those of you who have not really committed your life to Christ, please think about it seriously. The angels worshiped, the shepherds witnessed, and Mary was overcome with wonder. And she pondered and she treasured. What a great gift has been offered to you. I hope you take it. I had a very unpleasant experience today. It was pretty busy in central Hong Kong, and it was hard to find a taxi. And I was doing my last-minute Christmas shopping, and I found just the perfect present for my son, Jamie. Now, he's not here until the 7 o'clock services. Don't tell him about what happened to his perfect Christmas present. I put it in the pocket of my coat. And then I was looking for a taxi, and I saw a taxi, and I ran to it because there was somebody who was running right behind me, and I was afraid that he was going to get the taxi before I did, and not a lot of Christmas cheer. I won the race. And I hopped in the taxi, and I saw him waving at me. And I said, well, at least he's not using an obscene gesture. Why is he waving at me? He was waving at me because my son's present had fallen out of my pocket. And he was running to give it to me. And I ran away from him. And my son's not going to get a present tomorrow. Well, I'm glad you're laughing about that. Thanks a lot. But permit me to draw an analogy to we're running away from God. And he loves us so much, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. It's ours for the taking. We give Christmas gifts to each other because of the great gift that God gave us in Jesus Christ. And if you want to find a peace that passes all human understanding, worship that God. Witness, proclaim the good news, and ponder on how he wants to use you to fulfill the purpose that he made you for. 200 years ago, for the first time, Silent Night was sung. I'm going to ask you now to get out your candles. And we used to have really elaborate how to light them. It's pretty easy. You flip the switch on the bottom. We're going to turn the lights down, and we're going to sing. And then for the last verse, we're going to stand together. And I ask you to hold your candles up. Candle high.
All is right.
Into the darkness of our world and into our and in our hearts came the light of the world, Jesus Christ. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the fellowship of His Spirit be with you all. Amen. Happy Christmas. Turn to the person next to you and repeat that greeting. See.